food news.
Yeah, Monica from Do in Dubai is with us. She's been talking food, of course, and some of her favourite new places to go along. This next one is, a bit spectacular. Yeah, the best ever.
For me, and as I said, I you know, wear my sort of badge of humility because I haven't been to every single restaurant in Dubai, and someone kind of might just text in and say, no, you can't say this is the best unless you've been here.
Yeah.
But from what I've experienced so far, I think this restaurant, which is called La Luz, L-A-L-U-Z, Spanish restaurant, is, for me and my husband as well, who's also sort of eaten quite a lot out, the best restaurant in Dubai. Have any of you heard of it? Do you know where it is?
No, not at all.
Quite new. I think it's been open 18 days or something like that. I got a press release about it and I sort of almost deleted it. And then I thought, oh, Four Seasons. I thought, all right, let me just have a quick look to see what this is about. So let me tell you where it is and then I'll tell you a little more about it. It's based in the classic DIFC. Now, what is the holy grail of DIFC called? It's not really DIFC. It's called what?
Gate Village?
It's called Gate Village.
Oh,
absolutely.
I got it right.
You got it right. It's Gate Village, which is where sort of, you know, Roberto's, La Petite Maison, Zuma, all the Cipriani, all these places are, and they have got that really, really spot on by locating themselves there. So it's in the Four Seasons, in DIFC, in Gate Village, but it is like Koya, completely independent of the hotel, in that it's not sort of connected to it. It's housing itself there, I'm guessing, to get the license, and obviously, prestige-wise, the name kind of lends completely the right level of kudos to the restaurant. So it's the first venture. No, it's not the first venture outside Spain. They come from Spain, Barcelona, Madrid, Mexico. So it's the first sort of non-Spanish speaking country that they've based in. And you know, there is this song that says, New York, New York, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, they have.
Are you going to sing it for us?
I'm not. Monica? Not right now. Not today. No. They have a sort of similar philosophy. And I said to them, well, why haven't you opened in London? And they said, do you know what? We wanted to see if we could make it in Dubai. If they can make it in Dubai, they reckon they can make it anywhere. So very, very interesting, because I think Dubai is an interesting market. It's a very competitive market, and that's what they're doing. They're going to see, can we do it? Can we make it in Dubai? I have no doubt that they can. Then they might think about opening in London, which obviously has got also lots more competition.
Yeah.
So the chef we're going to hear from in a little while is a chap called Alan Devaiv. He's Spanish, from Barcelona. He worked at, I'm sure you've both heard of, El Bulli. Under Ferran Adrià, yeah, for many, many years. And he also worked in their laboratory after that. So he comes with a very, very good pedigree. And before we get into the food and what we ate, I think we've sort of got a little clip of this chef, who's the most grounded person. You know, we go to restaurants, chefs sometimes come up to me and they know sort of I'm a journalist doing a review, etc. And they'll stand there, oh, how was the food? You know, was it nice here? What did you like, etc.? And that's fine. But this guy came and sat with us at the table, had his coffee delivered on a one-to-one, and just sort of spoke to me like a completely grounded person, not a celebrity chef.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that. And his groundedness, his humility really comes through in the food. And here's a little bit about what he had to say about Dubai.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
What do you think Dubai needs?
I think Dubai needs more different restaurants from Spain, from north of Europe, and different. Not only Peruvian, not only Japanese, because they have many restaurants, many Peruvian restaurants, and the market is small.
Mm. And people think that Peruvian is popular, Japanese is popular, so they want to play safe.
Yeah.
And then they'll add those things in their menu or open a restaurant that's Peruvian or Japanese.
Yeah.
So you have to be a bit brave and open something different of high quality, like La Luz.
Actually, I come in here and accept this project because I think in Dubai they have a space for the Spanish, but the really, really, really Spanish food. But you know, it's not for me. It's not fine dining. It's casual, but the quality of the food it's gonna be very nice.
This is casual for you. This is very high fine dining, I think, for most people in Dubai. And it's the most fine dining restaurant I've been to in Dubai. And I go to four or five new restaurants.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, I have to go like four or five restaurants. New.
New.
This
new
is restaurant. How many new restaurants open in Dubai all the time. This is very high end.
But I think Dubai, they need one restaurant like this
because I agree.
Different.
Yeah.
So different. They don't have Spanish restaurant in Dubai. Seville's, now they have
El Sur.
El Sur.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think it's not bad, it's good.
But it's not like this.
One Spanish restaurant, it's not casual, but the ambience, I want to make a good ambience, a good atmosphere, not too serious.
Not too formal.
Not too formal, I don't like.
No, I agree.
Sounds busy.
It certainly was. As I said, it's only sort of been open 18 days. That wasn't an official opening or media party. That was just sort of regular public in the background.
I've got to say, us living here in Dubai are so lucky to have this man here, looking at his pedigree.
I think so. Anyone who sort of worked under Ferran Adria there is. I mean, and his food, actually, you know, we chatted to him beforehand, and the marketing manager was sort of telling me all about him. And I just said, look, you know, I was quite hungry at this point. And I said, well, the food will speak for itself. And boy, it really did speak for itself.
What did you order?
We didn't, actually. We very, very unlike me, I left it to them. But they do say to you, okay, do you not eat something? Would you rather you didn't have this? So I just said, look, I don't eat beef at all. And I prefer seafood and vegetables. And I'm happy with a bit of meat, but I don't want to be kind of too heavy on the meat. And they said, okay, fine, so leave it with us. And I would not have done that normally. And I was a bit skeptical about what I was going to get and whether I would like it. And I thought, oh, maybe like some of it, not others, but let's just go for it. I liked every single thing that we had on the menu. And I can put on my blog post, if you like, a list of all of the things that we actually got. 8 courses, small courses. That was before the desserts. A few that I'd like to sort of talk about today, if anyone's kind of wondering what they should order. One was this lobster avocado roll. Now, when I say lobster avocado roll, what does that speak to you? What would you expect?
Almost like a sandwich or
exactly,
something like that.
Yes, I've had it at Catch. I've had it at a couple of other places. So you get very, very nice sort of lobster in between two little bits of albeit very, very interesting, special, sophisticated bread. No such thing at La Luth. So what you get is the very tender, very, very good lobster meat, but it's rolled in very, very thin slices, very, very carefully, up in slices of avocado with some caviar on the top and some rose petals in this amazing sauce. I don't know what it's on. So it literally is this lobster that's rolled up in the avocado. So to me, that speaks of a lot of skill that's going on, but you can eat everything. The whole thing is completely accessible. And I think that's what I liked about the dishes and the food at La Luth. You are somewhere special. You're having things that you couldn't put together at home unless you worked at El Bui for your internship at college or whatever.
Or in a lab. Yeah.
Or in a lab, yeah, that sort of lab. So you couldn't put this together with a bit more thought and some organic ingredients at home. And I like that about going out. That was a very, very, very sort of good thing we had. Another thing we had was this Galician octopus, and it was in a little Le Creuset dish of your own. So he's sort of finishing off some of the cooking in there, and then it comes from there straight to your table. And it's described as being on a bed of foam, the potatoes, like potato foam. And I thought, oh, right, okay, this is going to be kind of, it's going to look a bit, not like spit, but sort of foamy, and there's not going to be much substance to it. I couldn't have been more wrong. Perfectly cooked octopus with this padron pepper on the top, obviously very, very Spanish ingredient. And then it's sitting on what, to me, tasted a lot more like a bechamel sauce, very, very light. And he's done this, again, his skill as a chef showing through, and perfectly sized portions. So you can eat lots of courses, but eat very, very high quality courses all the time. And you don't ever feel that wasn't enough, I need more of that. It's very, very good. So those two things I really liked. And something else that was very different was we had toward the end, was a crispy lamb belly. And normally I think, God, that is just so not something that I would like to order. He cooks this lamb at 62 degrees, I think, for sort of 14 hours or something like that, very, 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 very slowly. So it's completely succulent and soft underneath, but very, very crispy on the top. And it just looks amazing, tastes very incredible. Again, something you couldn't put together at home, but the flavors are completely perfect in terms of how they fit together and the order in which they bring you things as well. To me and my husband was just completely right. In fact, he went back there for lunch the next day with his
Fantastic.
Colleagues from work.
Once again, where is it and where can we find
so
it?
So it's La Luth. It's open at lunchtime and it's also open in the evening. You can go and have some light snacks at the bar. We had the mushroom croquetas at the bar. You can have some molecular olives. You can have a whole meal, you know, like Spanish style at the bar if you want. Or you can sit down. Now, lunch goes on till 4 o'clock. Is that Spanish or is that Spanish? That is fantastic for me.
And then have a siesta.
And then it's not shut. It doesn't actually shut. You can still pop in and have sort of small items. Then they open for dinner again in the evening. If you've got a reservation for a special occasion coming up, cancel it and rebook at La Luth. I think I can't really sort of say any more than that. Blog post on your blog, and there'll also be a separate one on mine as well.
Fantastic, Monica. you've sold us on that one. That's just about a wrap. We'll be back tomorrow with the ticket, looking at 5 things Mark and Zara can't afford to do this week, and much, much more.